Spend as much time as I'd like to with this guitar. I travel around a bit, and consequently I leave it behind sometimes because I do visit Darwin on a semi-regular basis, so we get to be reunited for some little gigs here and there and get to tune up and get to run my fingers over the fretboard. And it's a delightful guitar to play. It sounds beautiful acoustically and plugged in. It always brings me great joy. My name is G, which is a Maton Jumbo, EAJA85, left-handed for the guitar aficionados, made of solid blackwood back and sides, Sitka spruce top, delightful guitar. I have jumbo frets in there these days. It's pretty good. I'm a big fan of it. I must have had this guitar for maybe 7 or 8 years now, and I'd seen someone playing one, and I just was really a big fan of the sound of it, and just thought it sounded really delightful and really lovely. So I was at that point, I decided I'm going to buy me one of those. Saved up my pocket monies, and I put in an order for it, and I decided that I wanted to spend a little bit more money and treat myself, and get something that was going to get better with age, because, there's no way I'd ever sell it. Guitars are like children, you'd love to give them away, but, you can't. You're bound to them. So I saved up some cash and I got it ordered and got the blackwood back and sides, and very happy that I spent the money that I did on it, and it's been a great guitar that's given me a lot of joy and pleasure, and it's enabled me to pay my bills for quite a few years now. I think that's probably the main point of this guitar, that it's a jumbo body. You have dreadnoughts, you have like parlor guitars, you have all sorts of different shapes and sizes and depths. But with the jumbo, it just has a really big, full, rich, full tonal sound about it, It's just like a big open G chord, It's like, this is with the capo on, but... And just the resonance and the sustain, and it just, like, it's still going. Sounds beautiful. Even if it is slightly out of tune, but anyway. I do miss it. I'm lucky enough to have a few guitars, so... I have my main. I have another Maton down home. So it's an 808 Performer series. So that's a much smaller, physically smaller guitar. And when you're playing all the time, you're standing there. It's a bit thinner and smaller, so it's a lot more comfortable in your hand and just to play with, sort of thing. It sounds great plugged in, and normally you're going through speakers, so you don't really have. It's not so much about the acoustics when you're plugged in and playing in a live scenario as opposed to just acoustically. Acoustically, you can't beat the jumbo. It's just absolutely beautiful. You definitely need to look after your guitars in Darwin. I was having a chat to a fellow last night who's a muso who's travelling through. His car broke down in Darwin, so he's hanging out for a little while that gets fixed. And I said to him, mate, honestly, like, when you're not playing your guitar, and this goes to anyone out there that has a guitar, particularly good ones, if you're not playing it, just detune it half a step. That makes a huge difference, because the tension between the nut and the bridge is quite a lot, and at the end of the day, it's just a couple of bits of wood with some glue holding it together. So the change between the dry season and the wet season is huge. You go from having zero humidity and really hot to heaps of humidity, and so that's pretty harsh on a guitar, and Maton themselves won't. Their warranty is void if you're above the Tropic of Capricorn. So that's a good one to know, because the better quality of the guitar, they use animal glues, which react to the heat and the weather and humidity and that sort of stuff. So I've heard of a few horror stories of really high-quality guitars. Owners opened them up and the bridge has gone snap, It's like, and it's never the same after that. You can get them repaired, but it's never quite the same, So, and it also helps to stop your bridge from lifting and stuff as well, because once that happens, it starts throwing your intonation out, and it becomes a real pain to sort of keep in tune and do all the things that it's supposed to do as a guitar. Yeah, I think it's always been frustrating too when you go into music shops, and I mean, we're up to like 11, 12% of the population are left-handed now, and you'll go into a music shop and there'll be these beautiful high-end, right-handed, all these beautiful high-end guitars and stuff like that, and they might just have a couple of entry-level or cheapy sort of lefties, So that's made it sort of difficult to get a real feel of what these beautiful guitars are like. And, you know, I've had some people say, oh, I could restring it for you if you want to have a go. And it's like, man, it's not set up for that. It's going to feel completely different. I play in a band with the adorable Mark, Mark Gray, T-Bone. So, yeah, I play in a band with Mark called Burger Joint. And so, obviously, that's playing electric guitar, so that's a whole different thing. So, you know, acoustic and electric are two different realms and things like that. I also play in a corporate cover band. And I swap and change between the acoustic songs and the electric songs and things like that. My electric that I keep up here is an American Fender Telecaster. It's a Sunburst with the white pickguard on it. Although I would like to change the pickguard to either the tortoise shell or the black, make it a little bit more rock and a bit less country looking. But being a left-handed one, it's not like an off-the-shelf item that I can just get, so I'd have to order it in. And you've got to make sure it's the right one and it's a genuine Fender one so the little holes line up. Otherwise, that's a real pain. But anyway, I'll get there eventually. Well, I actually want to restore the first guitar I ever had, which was a beautiful old classical guitar that was my mum's that she bought when she was quite young. So it's a really old guitar, but it's in a sorry state these days. And I'd like to take it to a luthier and say, hey, man, go nuts. Like, bring this back to its former glory, please. And because the tone of a classical nylon string guitar is just a beautiful thing. It doesn't have a cutout in it. It's a full jumbo body. Can't be doing, you know, 15th fret solos with any ease anyway. Up there, so it's a bit hard to get your hand right up over the thing. That's why cutaways are good with that. But generally with an acoustic, it's you're always sort of playing down in the lower registers. I certainly have no intention of ever selling any of my guitars, any of my good ones anyway. There's some other ones that, you know, I could live without. That's cool, and some I might have just bought somewhere or something that just popped up because, you know, it's not every day a left-handed one comes along. But the ones that I've paid good money for and play a lot, there's a lot of me in them, you know, and there's lots of memories attached to the guitar as well. This is kind of my Darwin guitar, so I think for me it's very much my Darwin guitar. I don't think it's actually ever gone south. I think it's very much wrapped up in the Northern Territory and Darwin for me, because it's, you know, it was ordered, it came up here, and I think that's pretty much where it's always stayed. It's a lot of Darwin and Darwin good times and the friends and the gigs I've done up here, and yeah, lots of good times, good memories.